On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's greater than even sliced bread. It's the most glorious, honored, tasty, and sung about food group known to mankind. It's a little bite of joy, a parable of human existence, and the stuff upon which civilizations rise and fall. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of such culinary enthusiasts as Flatten Scruggs, Phil Rosenthal, Iron Horse, The Lost Pines, and Jim Smoke, we'll be honoring all manner of pies. Coming up this, A Piece of Pie Makes Everybody Happy edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Originating in the UK and now a southern staple, it's a classic dessert, a deliciously comforting custard pie with a slightly caramelized topping. Who knew sugar, butter, eggs, wheat flour, and buttermilk could taste so good? Chris Stewart and Backcountry sing about the wonders of buttermilk pie on their Mojave River release.
Thank you.
Fuzzy Mountain String Band singing about a pie of a whole different ilk. A tune about the mighty magpie. One of the most intelligent animals in the world, the only non-mammal that can recognize itself in a mirror. You'll find that old-timer on the group's self-titled Rounder Collection. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to a particularly tasty edition of Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be chomping on Bluegrass Land's greatest delicacies, the world's greatest food, the mouth-watering, always satisfying, ergonomically perfect pie. And in Bluegrass Land, the word pie immediately conjures up perhaps the greatest pie song of them all. It all begins with a brand that was established in 1899 by Nashville businessman Richard Lindsay, who began selling a fine flour he named for his daughter, Martha White Lindsay. In 1948, Martha White became a sponsor on the Grand Ole Opry and has remained so ever since, one of the longest continuous sponsorship runs in radio history. In 1953, Pat Twitty, a Nashville songwriter, wrote a little commercial jingle which quickly became a bluegrass standard and is still in use today. Lester and Earl were the first to perform it, and in their honor, and in honor of the one all-purpose flour with hot rise, they'll perform it now.
Now you bake pie, with Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good and light, Martha White.
Martha White.
Now you bake better biscuits, cakes, and pie. Call Martha White, say fries and flour.
The one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, say fries and flour. He's got high rise. Bake better biscuits, cakes, and pie. Call Martha White, say fries and flour.
The one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, say fries and flour. It's got hot rise.
Calico pie, the little birds fly down to the calico tree. Their wings were blue and they sang tilly-loo till away they flew. Never came back to me. They never came back. They never came back. They never came back to me. Calico jam, the little fish swam over the syllabub sea. He took off his hat to the sole and the sprat and the willoughby wat. But he never came back to me.
He never came back, he never came back, he never came back to me.
Calico band, the little mice ran to be ready in time for tea. Flippity-flop, they drank it all up and danced in the cup. But they never came back to me.
They never came back, they never came back, they never came back to me.
Calico drum, the grasshoppers come, the butterfly, beetle, and bee. Over the ground, round and around, with a hop and a bound. But they never came back to me.
They never came back, they never came back, they never came back to me.
Calico pie, the little birds fly down to the calico tree. Their wings were blue and they sang tilly-loo till away they flew.
And they never came back to me. They never came back, they never came back, they never came back to me.
Phil Bill Rosenthal singing Calico Pie from his Rounder CD, Bluegrass for Children. That one was written by a 19th century English illustrator, musician, author, and poet, Edward Lear, best known for his absurd poems. Lear dedicated his volume of verse entitled Calico Pie and Other Nonsense to, quote, nine of my favorite sopranos, fine colleagues, and musicians, who may decide for themselves which song is for which singer, as the composer has no idea whatsoever and thinks it's risky to venture even a faulty and undiplomatic guess, end of quote. Some folks refer to a beef and potato pie as a calico pie because of the color and variety of the chopped veggies contained therein. And Flatt & Scruggs launched the onslaught of pies with the Martha White theme as heard on their Live at Carnegie Hall album. As Tennessee Ernie Ford used to say, goodness gracious, it's pea-picking good. Chicken pie is not only the centerpiece of many a home-cooked meal, but the cause of apparently many felonious actions. Uncle Dave Macon has his own special recipe for making that perfect chicken pie, and it starts by stealing your neighbor's chickens.
Happy, I'll tell you what you do. Slip over to the neighbor's yard. Then they take down a chicken or two. Why you slip around the dark night where the chickens cannot see? Wanna see that the bulldog's tied up, then sneak up to the tree. Why you take a pole, then to knock him off, then slap him like a goat. Wonder if he hollers loudly, wanna shove him up under your coat.
Yeah,
drink that chicken pie.
Oh, put on a lot of spice.
Oh Lord, how I'd like to have just a piece of that biggest slice. Can't be caught, and ain't no use for a try. And worse than all that's happened yet, did you ever hear the like before? Wherever you go to travel, you'll find that a lock on the chicken cook's door.
Yeah, take that chicken pie,
oh, put on lots of spice. Oh, well, Lord, how I'd like to have just a piece of that biggest slice. That left when the farmers sit and watch. Big bulldog and a big steel trap in the watermelon patch. And worse than all that happened yet, did you ever hear the like before? Whenever you hear that tick, 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 the lock on the chicken cook door.
Yeah,
chicken pie, oh, so much spice. What a Lord, how I'd like to have just a piece of that biggest slice.
Drunk and some got drowned, some got choked on chicken pie. Some got drunk and some got drowned, some got choked on chicken pie. Oh, the death of my poor children, oh, the death that they did die. Oh, the death of my poor children, oh, the death that they did die.
Oh,
and some got drowned, some got choked on chicken pie. Some got drunk and some got drowned, some got choked on chicken pie. Oh, the death of my poor children, oh, the death that they did die. Oh, the death of my poor children, oh, the death that they did die.
As tasty a treat as it is, the chicken pie is often the cause of a lot of trouble, like jail time and even choking to death. Jim Smoke and the Louisiana Honey Drippers with Chicken Pie from their Arhooly release, Bayou Bluegrass. And Uncle Dave Macon, picking and singing back in 1927, began matters with Bake That Chicken Pie, which appears on his Big Bear Family box set, Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy. That song was written by the popular comic duo Arthur Collins and Byron Harlan, who put smiles on many rural faces during their heyday between 1903 and 1926. They were known as the Half-Ton Duo due to their portly appearances. Their 1916 song, That Funny Jazz, J-A-S, Band from Dixieland, included one of the first recorded uses of the word jazz, which ultimately morphed into the modern-day spelling of jazz, J-A-Z-Z. Who knew? Chinkapin trees are a member of the chestnut family that produce a nut that falls out of the burrs when they become ripe. They're great roasted, like chestnuts, and even better in a pie. This is James Leva in Purgatory Mountain in a great old-timer, Chinkapin Pie, is rendered on their Copper Creek outing, Winkin' Eye. Dave Higgs, and we'll be chowing down on cherry pie and scooter pies and meeting a cutie pie right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with a pie that is deeply ingrained into American tradition. After all, it was a cherry tree that a six-year-old George Washington cut down with his new hatchet. George's father was understandably upset at the loss of all those cherry pies he had been looking forward to devouring. These are the Lost Pines, all the way from Austin, Texas, in a tune written by their banjoist, Christian Ward, Cherry Pie.
She's my Don't leave me here alone to weep and cry. Big trouble and a little cutie.
As many problems as a chicken pie can cause, a cutie pie is even more dangerous, especially if she's putting the sweet on you. Ken Chappell singing Cutie Pie on his Crossing the Black outing. It's a term of endearment that dates back to the 30s and, of course, means darling, sweetheart, or sweetie. Yep, there can be big trouble with a little cutie pie. And the Lost Pines led things off with Cherry Pie, a tune of similar ilk, found on the group's Sweet Honey CD. In popular culture, one of the best-known pies is American Pie, Don McLean's iconic single that sat atop the charts for 4 weeks in 1972. At almost 9 minutes in length, the song begins with a reference to the 1959 plane crash that claimed the lives of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens the day the music died. After that, the meaning of the lyrics have been the subject of great debate, with most agreeing that it dealt with the loss of innocence. In February 2015, McLean finally revealed his thoughts on the song when his original manuscript of the same sold at an auction for $1.2 million. Quote, "Basically, in American Pie, things are heading in the wrong direction. Life is becoming less idyllic. I don't know whether you consider that wrong or right, but it is a morality song, in a sense."
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how the music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember. Singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? Can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I kicked those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage rockin' bub with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. I knew I Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. That's not how it used to be. When the chest sing for the king and queen. quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, I started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Helter skelter in summer swelter, the birds flew off their fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with a jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune, we all got up to dance, but we never got a chance, 'cause the players tried to take the field, but the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? I started singing bye-bye American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. There we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. And as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fist of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan spell. As the flames climbed high into the night, light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, so I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. So I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. Children screamed, the lovers cried, and poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. So bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Iron Horse, covering Don McLean's American Pie on a CMH collection entitled Bluegrass Tribute to American Rock, Edition 1. The temptation to parodize a song was too great for Weird Al Yankovic to resist, and in 1999 he recorded The Saga Begins, which tells the story of the first episode of Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, from Obi-Wan Kenobi's vantage point, which includes the unforgettable chorus, "Oh my my, this here Anakin guy may be Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi." From American Pie, we'll relish in the memory of Scooter Pies, a version of the king of nutritious snacks, the Moon Pie. Two graham-like crackers covered in chocolate with a layer of marshmallow in between. Named after New York Yankees shortstop Phil Scooter Rizzuto. Scooter was a nickname bestowed upon Rizzuto for the way he ran the bases. Paul Bass will take us all the way through our upcoming break with his original Scooter Pie in the Willows, as heard on his Can't What You Can't project. Dave Higgs, and we'll be enjoying gooseberry pie and Methodist pie and eating some humble pie as well as soon as we've sauntered back from break time here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned, fixing to savor the succulent aroma and flavor of a pie that BBC Good Food magazine described as, quote, a roller coaster of flavors, sharp at one end of the scale and sweet at the other. Served warm, all it needs is a drizzle of custard or a scoop of ice cream, end of quote. This is the Euphoria String Band singing Gooseberry Pie, an old minstrel song from the repertoire of Bradley Kincaid.
You may boast if you like of your bacon and greens. You may talk of roast turkey and game. You may sing loud the praises of Boston baked beans. They all may be just what they claim. Roast beef and plum pudding may answer for some. Oysters in a stew or a fry. I relish them all, but my greatest delight is a big piece of gooseberry pie. Time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so lush. delicious as gooseberry pie. It was my favorite luncheon while toddling around, a youngster of 3 years or more. How I sniffed at the fragrance that often arose through the cracks in the old oven door. As my teeth gently pressed through that lovely brown crust, and the contents it held was set free, it sends through my frame such a thrill of delight. It's luscious as luscious can be. Oh, how I love gooseberry pie. I'll sing of its praise till I die. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie. Still more, and I shall till the day that I die. For dinner or supper, there's nothing so good as a big piece of gooseberry pie. There's a girl here who's taken a fancy to me. I can tell by the twinkle in her eye. But the girl that I marry must first understand how to make a good gooseberry pie. Oh, how I love gooseberry pie. I'll sing of its praise till I die. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie. Oh, how I love gooseberry pie. I'll sing of its praise till I die. Since the time of the flood, there's been nothing so good, so luscious as gooseberry pie.
Went down to camp meeting the other afternoon for to hear them shout and sing, for to tell each other how they love one another and to make hallelujahs ring. There was old Uncle Daniel and Brother Ebenezer, Uncle Rufus and his lame gal Sue, Aunt Polly and Melinda and old Mother Benda. Well, I never saw a happier crew. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. I'm a Methodist, Methodist, tis my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. Till old grim death comes a knocking at my door. I'm a Methodist till I die. Well, they all come there for to have a big time and to eat that grub so sly. Have applesauce, butter, and sugar in a gourd and a great big Methodist pie. Well, you ought to hear the ringing when they all go to singing that good old by and by. See Jimmy McGee in the top of a tree yelling, how is this for high? Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. Methodist, Methodist, tis my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. Till old grim death comes a knocking at my door. I'm a Methodist till I die. Well, they take a hold of hands and they march around a ring, keep a singing all the while. You'd think it was a cyclone coming through the air. You could hear them shout a half a mile. Then a bell rings loud and a great big crowd breaks ranks and up they fly. While I take a board to the sugar in the gourd and I clean up the Methodist pie. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. Oh, little children, I believe. I'm a Methodist till I die. I'm a Methodist, Methodist, tis my belief. I'm a Methodist till I die. And all they can say when they lay me down to rest is they laid another Methodist by.
Bill Clifton singing about those wondrous delights baked by devout Methodist ladies who expressed their unwavering faith in Almighty God by cooking in an oven. The minister always thought it was his preaching that packed them in at church functions, but we all know it was the pies. That was Methodist Pie, which dates back to 1928 and a recording by Bradley Kincaid. And the Euphoria String Band opened the lip-smacking fray with Gooseberry Pie, another song from Kincaid's repertoire, waxed on the group's Way Out West in Kansas CD. You're hearing about these little slices from heaven thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Sometimes you can have too much of a good thing, even when that thing is pie. Here's the story of a boy who loved his mother's pie so much he ate 7 of them without stopping. He later threw up, of course, but it was still the best day of his life. This is Still on the Hill with 7 Pies.
Mama said if I shop good cook would it, she'd bake me an apple pie. Dead dogwood burns a heart, especially if it's good and dry. I peeled apples, I cut wood, helped my mom best I could. Must have been the apple of her eyes, cause Mama baked me 7 pies. 7 pies, 7 pies, Mama baked me 7 pies. Sweetest apples tucked inside, Mama baked me 7 pies. Big old slice, full of cinnamon and spice. 1 piece, 2 piece, 3 piece, 4. I said, Mama, I want more than apple pies. They tasted sweet. I had all that I could eat. My stomach was smaller than my eyes, cause I ate all them 7 pies. 7 pies, 7 pies. I ate all them 7 pies. Sweetest apples tucked inside. I sure love them 7 pies.
Theme song now. It's not actually our theme song, but it's a song from Martha White Flower. We're proud to be associated with Martha White Flower, who for a long time sponsored bluegrass music. They still have a program on the Grand Ole Opry. We've played on their show there, and they first thought up the name Hot Rise, and we're going to pay them back right now by doing a little commercial that talks about better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White, self-rising flour with Hot Rise.
Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good light. Martha White.
Martha White.
You bake better biscuits, cakes, and pies. With Martha White, self-rising flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, self-rising flour. It's got hot rise. Pies with Martha White, self-rising flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, self-rising flour. It's got hot rise.
Well, I've been eating humble pie since the day you said goodbye. I don't know where to go or what to say. If I should meet you on the street, I'll walk by looking at my feet, and I'll still be eating humble pie. Humble pie tastes like crow, and I thought you'd like to know. I've been chewing on a mouthful ever since I let you go. And please don't think it's strange if I tell you that I'll change, if you'll take away this plate of humble pie. Humble pie you bake sure don't taste like layer cake. I'm choking on the thought of losing you. And though my pride is hard to swallow, I'll come back to you tomorrow if you'll take away this plate of humble pie. Humble pie tastes like crow, and I thought you'd like to know. I've been chewing on a mouthful ever since I let you go. And please don't think it's strange if I tell you that I'll change, if you'll take away this plate of humble pie. Like crow, and I thought you'd like to know. I've been chewing on a mouthful ever since I let you go. And please don't think it's strange if I tell you that I'll change, if you'll take away this plate of humble pie.
Now, kitty, my papa.
Dan Mazur singing about a type of pie that was eaten in merry old England. Umbles was the name given to the heart, liver, and entrails of animals, particularly deer, and were often used as an ingredient in pies, apparently to spice things up a bit. As you might expect, umble pie was most often eaten by the lower classes, hence its modern-day meaning of acting apologetically and admitting an error. Dan does the idiom proud on his old stuff outing. And Still on the Hill was in the leadoff spot with Seven Pies from their album Ozark, taken from storyteller Jesse Jones, who is also known for whittling chains of wood up to 20 feet long from one solid plank. And that, of course, in the middle was Hot Rise, picking a little bit of the Martha White theme from their 1982 appearance at the Left Hand Grange Hall on a Flying Fish album entitled In Concert. We'll return to the astonishing magpie. Tony Furtado will take us on home with a little bit of one of his more Celtic-sounding originals, Magpie on the Gallows, which appears on his Rounder release, Within Reach. Scott Nygaard is on guitar.
Thank you.
And on that high, happy, Magpie on the Gallows is the title of a 1568 painting by Flemish Renaissance artist Peter Bruegel the Elder, which is thought to represent the threat of execution to those preaching Protestant doctrine. Kinder note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, dating back to hallowed antiquity, they've been an essential element in the advancement of civilization. Whether sweet, savory, or something in between, they filled more bellies and produced more smiles than any food known to mankind. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be continuing our ecstatic celebration of pies on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.